right, it's another in-studio session at the Front Porch with WNRN. We've got WNRN members assembled in downtown Charlottesville before the big show at Ting Pavilion. Special guest for Old Crow Medicine Show, Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country, and we're here with Daniel Donato. Welcome.
Thank you all so much. Thanks for coming here today.
New album Horizons just came out this summer, your fourth studio record, and let's just have you get into a song. Which one did you want to do first for us?
I'd like to do a song called Valhalla. That's a concept of the afterlife. There's all these different concepts that exist on various scales of morality, you know, bad places to go, good places to go. And I was reading a story of Vikings once about 5 years ago, and they viewed it as an inevitable place to go, which is really fascinating. I liked the idea of not knowing what it's like, but you're definitely going there. It kind of seems a whole lot like life on some level. So this is not a Viking song, but...
Run away from familiarity, give or take for sake of clarity. It don't take much to prove one and one ain't always two. Run away, run away. It's a fight taking wrong for right. One insight seen from shattered light. Coming into view, a sky renew. Wrong to right, wrong to right. Valhalla, and every day. Valhalla, and every day. Dreaming away, wasting away. Another decade left. Golden hours burning much too fast. Them problems of the heart, born from the start, come to pass through the hourglass. Valhalla, and every day. Valhalla, and every day. Dreaming away, wasting away. Valhalla and every day. Valhalla and every day. Valhalla and every day. Dreaming away, wasting away.
Thank you.
That's Daniel Donato at the Front Porch in Charlottesville before the show at Tink Pavilion. Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country, special guest of Old Crow Medicine Show. And it's a special WNRN in-studio session. Thank you, Daniel, for that song. We've been playing it a bunch on WNRN. Appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. Love that song. Yeah. That song was weird. It took a couple years to figure out how to... Because when you write a song, there's this phase. It kind of reminds me like when I was younger and my mom or my dad would try to teach me a lesson about behaving, you know, and I would be able to do it at the house whenever I would leave. It would all fade away. And that song was kind of like that. Like it felt great in my living room. Then when we would play it live, it would, you know, eh. So it took a couple of years for it to settle in. And now tons of Vikings love it. It's great.
I appreciate the acoustic guitar treatment as well. I associate you in my mind with, you know, such great electric guitar picking and, you know, that style, the classic country and incorporating so many different elements, jam band and whatever. And I knew you were able to pull this off because I saw you had a pretty big day recently in Nashville where you played like this style at Grimey's, right? The record store.
Yeah.
And then you had the big Ryman show.
Yeah.
Packed crowd. And then you sort of went around the corner and played at your old stomping grounds. Kind of explain to folks who maybe are new to your music that journey from kind of busking on the streets, similar to Ketch. We did a thing with him in this room a little bit ago today, and some of his new songs are about that whole, you know, he said for him it took him like 20 plus years to kind of grasp like what all happened back then, you know?
So. And that's not even that long. it all seems to be very linear to me because it takes time to arrive at one horizon. And then, you know, once you actualize something, then there's another potential that awaits you. And all of, you know, so maybe one potential took 5 years to actualize, and then another one took 16 years, you know. That now there's another one, you know, and we're in this moment in time right now, sitting in that next phase. And so when I started busking, I was about 14 years old, and I was very driven as a young child, and I was very intense, and I would really dig into things. And when the guitar came into my life and found me, my dad saw that was a platform that had a really high and sophisticated bandwidth for me. And so he had this idea that, you know, maybe I could go and try to earn a dollar or two playing downtown. And so I started busking down on the street. And shortly after that, I discovered this place called Robert's Western World, which is quite an enigma. It's really its own universe of some kind in the way that it relates to the rest of Nashville. Because I grew up in Nashville, and the country music in Nashville goes a couple different ways. There's hipster country that happens. There's the country that happens on the southeastern part of town. That's all the old school country that's in bars that are near the Opry that not a lot of people go to. And then there's the mainstream country world, and all of that was going on downtown on Broadway. And that mainstream country, it's really just kind of country by association. It's not actually like country music, you know, but it is. At the same time, it's kind of both, you know. It's kind of like stevia. It's not sugar, but you know. But Roberts is traditional country music. Like a joke that they would make down at Roberts is, you know, we're all PG music, pre-Garth. And so I was steeped into that tradition and that culture, and the spirit that inhabits that music instantly drew me in and imbued my imagination, and still does. So when I discovered Roberts, it was amazing. And, you know, great pedal steel guitar, fiddle, lonesome songs of the tragedies of life, and Western swing celebratory songs about getting Mountain Dew on the top of a mountain somewhere, and all of that. And I just loved it. And there is this band there called the Don Kelly Band. And that was the first honky-tonk sound that I had ever heard. And honky-tonk music is fascinating because it's a great combination of a lot of American traditions. There are harmonies like that of bluegrass. There is rock and roll energy like that of Chuck Berry and Johnny Burnett and Elvis Presley. And then there's this great country twang that happens in the guitar playing and the vocals and the instrumentations of the band. And that art form just really spoke to me. And the Don Kelly Band, turned me on to that. And I played with that band for almost 500 shows eventually. We would play 4 nights a week, 4 hours a night. We'd play Wednesday through Saturday. And so I played with that band, and that was an immense experience for me in my life on an initiation level of what happens to somebody when they're in their late teens and early 20s. You want to go work with folks that are experienced and have a network of people and that could help you on your own way. And so I didn't have an official university experience, but that was like a very sophisticated analog to that. And one day, a few hours after we finished our gig on Saturday down at Roberts, I stayed downtown. And I went out drinking with some friends of mine, which was not good. And it was very illegal at the time because I was 20. And the security camera, you know, saw me, with a jazz cigarette outside of Roberts. And ironically enough, I saw the video. And we were pointing at the Ryman, be like, look how cool it is. It's right here, you know. And I got let go from playing at Roberts. But I thought the same thing for a couple of years. It was all, you know. But the cosmic benevolent design that manifested this year was our gig headlining our first sold out show at the Ryman was 10 years to that day.
Wow.
So I got let go on August 22nd. 2015, and then on August 22nd, 2025, we sold out the Ryman Auditorium. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny, you know, because everyone in Nashville says it's a 10-year town. So, yeah.
Well, how about another song, Dan?
Okay,
Which one do you want to do next?
Well, yeah, speaking of Roberts, I think a lot of Roberts when people at Roberts would always, you know, come in and be like, play us a train song, you know? So this is one kind of playing at Roberts in my mind when I wrote this tune here. And down in Tennessee and in Nashville, it's such an amazing place. And it makes sense as to why Nashville is the epicenter of this kind of country music, because country music initially is a working class form of music. So you got to go on the road a lot. You got to travel. And all of the highways and all of the trucking pathways really kind of meet dead center in Nashville. You can get, you know, 10 hours north, 10 hours south, 10 hours east or west. You can make your gig with trucking and with trains. And still in Nashville, there's tons of trains. And through all of this urban explosion that's been happening in Nashville, when you get stuck at a train, it sucks. You're stuck for, 45, 30 minutes. And so I got stuck at a train one day, and I was seeing this girl that I really, really loved, and it wasn't working out. And sitting at this train, and I get a text message from her of, you know, bad things. and I was just getting mad at this train. I was like, I can't blame the train for this, you know? And so this tune here is called Blame the Train.
My rambling mind. Don't you bother waiting at the station. I've left no trace to find. Your memory will be company to ease my worried mind. Fool me once, I'll take the pain. Fool me twice, don't you call my name. 'Cause I ride right away from yesterday while you cry and blame the train. Oh, bless your soul, but damn your words that burn right into lies. It's a lonesome road and I'm bound to go. Funny while you stay behind. Oh, number nine, oh, she'll do me fine. Darling, keep them liars' dice. Go and throw them down. Keep running around with that heart as cold as ice. Fool me once, I'll take the pain. Fool me twice, don't you call my name. Cause I ride away from yesterday while you cry and blame the train. Fool me once, I'll take the pain. Fool me twice, don't you call my name. Cause I ride away from yesterday while you cry and blame the train. Oh, I ride away from yesterday while you cry and blame the train.
Thank you.
It's Daniel Donato, a WNRN in studio session at the Front Porch in Charlottesville before the show at Ting Pavilion with Old Crow Medicine Show. Thank you for doing that. Little nod to Elizabeth Cotton Train song, right? In the middle there. My 11-year-old is a huge Train buff. He couldn't be here today. He's in school, obviously. But is there a story behind the hat I was going to ask you? Is that related to
this is from another. There's another woman.
All right.
I was out in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and we were doing this cross-country road trip, you know, and I'd always read about, I really liked Union Pacific, I'm a big Merle Haggard fan, and the Santa Fe, and then Union Pacific specifically with Jimmy Rogers.
Yep.
And so we were up in Cheyenne, and that's where the Union Pacific Museum is. Turns out it's not the best place for a date, but I got a cool hat out of it.
Fair enough. Well, you're known for, you know, pretty much nonstop touring and your great live show. I'm wondering, how do you kind of harness that energy, or is the live show versus recording a studio album? What's that process like for you? Vance Powell sounds like has been a good kind of mentor or guy to work with.
Yeah.
Folks may know him from Chris Stapleton and Jack White and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Fish too.
Fish, yeah.
Well, I think harnessing the energy, you know, live, that is, it's funny because I think that's a skill that we kind of all do all the time. And so it's a continuation of something that's always happening. And so it just happens to happen that it's happening at the show. But what that is I think, you know, the best analog that I have to reconcile and how to explain it, at least share it in a way where it's understandable is, you know, Nikola Tesla, he had the idea for alternate current, and Edison was big on the direct current. And the concept of the alternate current is that there is this circular motion that's going on. And I really believe that that is what's happening when a great living music experience is taking place, is where everyone is sharing this energy. And it's all concentric. And the more I do this, the more I learn how to receive. And it has been said, as you freely receive, so shall you freely give. And so that's all it. That's all that's going on, is giving and receiving. And it's really nice. You don't have to look cool. You know, you don't have to worry about what leather jacket you're wearing or anything like that. It's just, as long as you're receiving the love that everybody is so freely giving to you, then you can give it right back to them. And it fuels this music and these experiences. And that is a blessing to be able to do every day. And I wasn't thinking about that when I was younger. But as I do this more and more, I think that's what's actually happening. And then recording is really just a totally different thing. You know, I look at it as there's a fluid form of music and then there's a crystallized form of music, just like in psychology, they call it fluid intelligence and crystallized intelligence. And, you know, as you get older, you have more crystallized intelligence. And when you're younger, you have more fluid intelligence. And music, when you record it and you lock it into something, then it becomes crystallized. It's not really living anymore. But that's fun. It's not a bad thing. It's a different form of art. And it's funny because it seems like they're the same because they're both music, but they really are just entirely different beasts, really. And Vance is so righteous because Vance has the ability to create a great country record, and then he can really empathize with the need to dramatize a musical situation and allow that to be 9 or 10 minutes long and it still be sensible. So he was a great forest guide for us, you know, because we know the forest of living music pretty well. We do it enough. Yeah. But going into the studio, that's a whole different part of the forest, man. There's all kinds of strange creatures and ghouls that exist in that. And so he was in there with us, you know, with the scimitar batting down leaves and telling us to go left, go right, and do all this. And, you know, he helps me get out of my way. It's a nice thing.
Yeah. Nice. Very well said. And just one last quick thing before we get one more song here from Daniel Donato. So your bandmates in Cosmic Country all have nicknames. You got Sugarleg on keys. You got Mustang on bass and Bronco on drums. What is your nickname, or what would it be if you had one?
I don't have a nickname. It's kind of funny. Like, it's like, I don't know why it is, but it's always been this way my whole life. But there's even people in Cosmic Country in our friend circle that have worked with us, you know, pay them $100 to come help lift gear, drive us somewhere. And even the nicknames I give them, people still call them that. And I don't know why, but there's just something about these nicknames that come into my imagination. They stick. And what's really terrifying is when the other day I saw Mustang's parents and Sugar's parents, and they didn't even call their sons their own, the name that they gave them. They called their sons the name that I gave them, which, but like in a serious way.
That's awesome.
It was like, Mustang, give me some water. It was like, whoa. Yeah, so I don't know what monsters I've created with this. So that's why I'm saying I don't want a nickname. I like Daniel. I'll take it.
Which song did you want to play us out with here?
This is a story song, because this is a good story environment right now. The whole concept of karma is very fascinating, you know, because the West has its own idea of karma, and then the East has its own idea. So it does seem to be, you know, part of the space-time experience, that there's a correcting mechanism to anything that's, you know, morally distorted, so to speak, you know? And I found this story of this fella named Mike Fink. In the archetype, the kind of person that he is the kind of person that so many people know today and, you know, wish hell upon these kinds of people. And he got what he had coming to him. And so I felt like he needed a story. And so this one here is called Broadside Ballad.
Full of whiskey, chalk, fighting. He punched like fourth proof lightning. Shoot the tail right off a squealing pig. Fought Bodgers, also flatters. To him, it didn't matter. Broadside ballads often get too big. known for his short fuse, Franny acting unamused, put another feather plum in his cap. King of Killboat and fame, never once pulled up lame, till the day he left the old Massasap. The one and only Big Mike Fink pushed the river to the brink, charging up and down the Ohio. Did you know, did you think, that your boat would never sink? Bullies and braggarts come and go. 1815 called you west, but the Rockies were not blessed. Faithful Amy always by your side. A lifetime of expedition, to hell with your tradition. Why do you have to take one more ride? Barroom bluster trades for clout, you could've used a scrap of doubt when that drunken stupor made your rifle slow. Mug of beer topped Amy's head, aimed too low, but now she's dead. So Abbott, drop the curtain on your show. The one and only Big Mike Fink pushed the river to the brink, charging up and down the Ohio. Did you know, did you think, hard to see when you don't blink? Bullies and braggarts come and go. Push the river to the brink, charging up and down the Ohio. Did you know, did you think, hard to see when you don't blink? Bullies and braggarts come and go. Did you know, did you think, that your boat would never sink? Bullies and braggarts come and go. Bullies and braggarts come and go.
Thank you very much. All right.
Incredible stuff, Daniel Donato. Thank you so much. Thanks to our WNRN members. Daniel Donato's Cosmic Country, the new album Horizons, is out now. And thanks again, Daniel. Man, we can't thank you enough. That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. I love this. The independent radio is very important. It's a good frequency to keep going here in this country. And I'm thrilled to have an opportunity to contribute to it and be a part of it with all of y'all, so thank you for coming as well.
Let's give it up one more time.
Thank you.
Thanks everybody for listening to another WNRN in studio session. Thanks to the Front Porch for having us, and you can check out the complete archive, 30 years strong, sessions, videos, performances, all that good stuff, WNRN.org. I'm Jeff Sweatman. Thanks so much.